శ్రీమాత్రే నమః. విత్ ద డివైన్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ మదర్ డివైన్ లలిత మాతృ ప్రసన్నరే అండ్ ఫాదర్ డివైన్ లార్డ్ మహాదేవ, టుడే విల్ మేక్ ఎ బ్రీఫ్ అటెంప్ట్ టు డిస్కస్ అబౌట్ ద గ్రేట్ అరుణాచలం, భగవాన్ రమణ మహర్షి అండ్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ ద స్టోరీస్ సరౌండింగ్ హిమ్. సెలబ్రేటింగ్ ద రమణ జయంతి, భగవాన్ రమణ మహర్షి was born in the Maya samsaram just like any one of us, but the first time he heard, as a teenager heard, the name Arunachalam, a strange tingling feeling in his body made him long for that name. And when he understood that there is a punyakshetram called Tiruvannamalai, and there Arunachalam, the temple town, shelters the Agni Lingam, Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi left his village for Arunachalam. And in his effort to understand the Brahma Jnanam, the knowledge of the universe, he did not necessarily get initiated into Vedas, he did not necessarily get initiated into Stotras, he did not get initiated by a physical guru, but when he reached the Arunachala temple, Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi sat at the Prithvi Lingam and lost himself into a trance-like state for many days, as the poisonous insects in and around were chewing through his body flesh. He did not even know, he did not have cognizance about the physical pains that were bothering his body. This was the state which continued for a very, very long time, and people thought, as usual, that here is a mad boy who is sitting in this dirt and dust in the premises of Patala Lingam. And given his appearance of appearing like a madman, people labeled him to be a mad yogi or sannyasi. Same was the state that was awarded to, if I may say so, to Ramakrishna Paramahamsa Chandrasekhara Bharati. So Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi was no exception. Who is a madman? A man or a woman whom we don't understand their normal state of existence. When we don't understand what they speak, it's easy for us to label them as mad, because we don't understand their frequency, their plane of operation. But when Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi sat down in the Patala Lingam and started focusing on the source within him from where every word is being born, he realized a shlokam from Guru Dakshinamurti that our Jagadguru Adishankaracharya has given, which goes as, నానా చిత్ర ఘటోదర స్థిత మహాదీప ప్రభాభాస్వరం జ్ఞానం యస్య తు చక్షురాదికరణ ద్వారా బహిస్పందతే జానామీతి తమేవ భాంతమనుపాతే తత్సత్ సమస్తం జగత్ తస్మై శ్రీగురుమూర్తయే నమ ఇదం శ్రీదక్షిణామూర్తయే నమః. నానా చిత్ర ఘటోదర స్థిత మహాదీప ప్రభాభాస్వరం. ఇఫ్ యూ వర్ టు ఇమాజిన్ యువర్ బాడీ టు బి అ పాట్ మేడ్ ఆఫ్ 9 హోల్స్, దేర్ ఇస్ అ lamp kept in the center, and that lamp's radiance is emitting out through these 9 holes. Similarly, our body is that pot which is in which a divine lamp is housed, and that is emitting its radiance, essentially making us function. And we continue to think it is our abilities and our physical abilities that are keeping us alive, but it is that Mahadeepa Prabhabhasparam, that Mahadeepam, not any lamp, that infinite lamp that is emitting its radiance in this physically finite body of nine holes. And the day we realize the source of that lamp, that is the day we realize that Brahma Tattvam. It is not as easy as I'm speaking. It's very easy to explain, very, very difficult to experience. Very few Brahma Gyanis like Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi, Chandrasekhara Bharati, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Vivekananda, Devara Bhava, such divine gurus experience it. When Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi became a Brahma Gyani by realizing the source of that lamp, by witnessing it, he realized the Lalita Sahasranamam's Namam Parapashyanti Madhyama Vaikari, that universal divine lamp that is spread everywhere is also confined in the physical limitations of this body, enabling it to function as it would. That is, para pashyanti is essentially when a body wants to talk, a being wants to talk. When we breathe in, that air that goes to the bottom of the Muladhara Chakram or the spine gets compressed there and starts bouncing back, comes to Vishuddhi Chakra in the throat and becomes Madhyama. Our thought, as it translates into talk, that talk is broken down into sentences, that sentence is broken down into words, that word is broken down into a language that we are all very familiar with, which is typically our mother tongue. And that mother tongue that we are familiar with is what feeds us the words, and those get translated on the fly, and we speak in the chosen language of our preference, becoming it, making it Vaikari, the words that are heard. Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi reversed it and said, I want to understand how this Vaikari is connected to Madhyama, Madhyama to Pashyanti, Pashyanti to Para, therefore making his concept, who am I? Where is the sound that I'm speaking of is being heard from, and therefore led Bhagavan to become a Brahma Gyani. And therefore Bhagavan very affectionately told all the devotees who reached out to him, always question yourself, who are you, who am I, and where is that word that you're speaking from is being born. This was the fundamental tattva of Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. Surrounding Bhagavan, there were a lot of human devotees, but today we'll make a brief attempt to understand the great three devotees who were not humans, Jack the dog, Valli the deer, and Lakshmi the cow. Lakshmi the cow was very affectionate, and it used to go around Bhagavan doing pradakshinas every day. One day, it came in the morning and started pulling Bhagavan's scarf, and Bhagavan looked at it affectionately. It pulled, and every devotee who was around was trying to understand what Lakshmi was doing, thinking that Lakshmi was about to harm. They tried shooing away the cow. Bhagavan halted, asked them to halt, and then he listened to Lakshmi and said, turned to devotees, and Bhagavan said, Lakshmi is telling that you constructed a house for her, and before she wants to enter the house, she wants me to enter and do the Gruha Pravesam. And very affectionately, Lakshmi pulled the scarf of Bhagavan gently and led Bhagavan to the cow shelter that the devotees built for Lakshmi. And when Bhagavan stepped in, Lakshmi went in, and with a great smile, it bowed down its head to Bhagavan's feet. Next is Jack the dog, which was a stray dog in the ashram. And when its final moments came, it actually kept its head in Bhagavan's lap, and Bhagavan applied vibhuti around its body, wrapping the body until neck in the white dhoti. And in the Uttarayana Punyakalam, when Jack left the body, Bhagavan did the final rites as would be done to the sannyasi. Then Valli the deer was a deer which used to be in the ashram. When some people pelted stones at it, breaking its leg, Valli came to Bhagavan in pain. Bhagavan cried profusely, feeling its pain. And when Valli licked Bhagavan's feet and left its mortal coils at Bhagavan's feet, Bhagavan made sure the final rites of Valli are also performed, just like a sannyasis. And Bhagavan told these three, Valli, Jack, and Lakshmi, are sannyasis who were giving company to him. Stay blessed. Shri Matre Namaha.